of love and affection from everywhere in my life, from so many of you in so many ways, and from my family, who, man, they have supported me my entire career, even during times it would have been understandable and easy for them to say, "Rush, who? We don't know this guy." But that never happened. I mean, I've been totally supported by virtually everybody in my family. I've been propped up. I have been defended. I've been made to look better than I am. My lovely wife, Catherine, has done so much in that regard. She has done so much with RushLimbaugh.com and with the charitable efforts that we have engaged in, and all of it has been to my benefit. All of it has been for the and yours. It's the benefit of people who are the recipients of our efforts. So many people have put me first in all of this, and I understand now what Lou Gehrig meant, because I certainly feel like that. I feel extremely fortunate and lucky.
That's from a December 23rd, 2020 show. So just a matter of weeks ago. Stay with us. Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, gives a grade to the Nevada legislature. They're now 2.5 weeks in. What have they accomplished? We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, first off, look out for a multi-car crash on the Southern Beltway, 215 westbound at Green Valley. The freeway on-ramp is partially blocked there, so it's very slow when you're on the freeway, and it's slow merging onto the freeway because of that mess. Also look for slow flow several areas, 515 west at Horizon, east 515 at Main, 215 westbound at Gillespie. Expect some reduced speeds through the resort area as well. Both directions between Tropicana and Owens, you're averaging about 50 miles per hour through there. Those lane restrictions continue on Nellis, both directions between Tropicana and Craig. And bridge work continues, US 95 North. That is at the 215 eastbound interchange.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly.
UNLV basketball, they get back at it coming up on Friday as they open up a two-game series against San Jose State, playing on Friday and Sunday. Mountain West basketball yesterday, Colorado State had been scheduled to play a non-league game against Northern Colorado. However, that game was canceled. We do have a number of games on the schedule today. New Mexico and Wyoming are going to play. That's going to be played in Colorado Springs at the United States Air Force Academy. Also this evening in Boise, Boise State playing host to Utah State. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they lose to the Avalanche yesterday 3-2. They will continue that four-game series playing an outdoor game at Lake Tahoe on Saturday. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Now is the perfect time to get a complimentary wealth planning review from a Fidelity representative. They can discuss ways to help grow and protect your wealth, from year-round tax-smart guidance to finding the balance between risk and reward across all your investments. Schedule an appointment to learn more about Fidelity's one-on-one approach to wealth management. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC.
Mike, room 4 is ready to go. Like, now?
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Kelly, room 2 needs to be...
Like at Dr. Moore's dermatology practice. To keep pace with new patients, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm John Sarpalis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? Will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. I was just there the other night. Ichabod's Lounge, opening 24/7, vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Earlier we had a chance to visit with Chuck Muth. We are now 2.5 weeks into the 81st Nevada Legislature, and I had a chance to visit with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, and I asked him after 2.5 weeks, have we accomplished anything in Carson City?
Well, here's something breaking. I just got by text while we were on commercial break, Kevin. I just found out that a lawsuit was filed today against Governor Sisolak, Attorney General Aaron Ford, the Senate Majority Leader Nicole Cannizzaro, and the Legislative Council Bureau, because they have chosen to shut the public and lobbyists out of what's going on in Carson City during this legislative session. So I was just scanning through the lawsuit. I don't know all the details yet, but I'm sure I'll get it out to you so that you know. I'm sure it'll be making news. But this is important. There's absolutely no reason. There are people shopping in Walmart and grocery stores and Costco, all in the middle of COVID, and yet for some reason the legislature has determined that they can't figure out how to reduce capacity, to 25% or 50% during an important legislative session. I mean, we only meet 120 days every other year, and so far they've shut the public out of the proceedings. It's absolutely wrong, so I'm happy to see the lawsuit's been filed. Now we'll just see how fast it works its way through the courts and whether or not we get a favorable decision.
I'm curious, who is it that gives the governor the authority to do this, to close the legislature down like this?
Well, that wasn't, I'm going to have to read the lawsuit. I don't believe that was the governor's decision to close the legislature down. I think that the Legislative Council Bureau has taken from the governor's emergency orders and directives and have used that to come up and craft this excuse for keeping the public out completely. It's outrageous, but you know that's the excuse that they're using, are the governor's emergency directives, which I believe are also being challenged on constitutional grounds in this lawsuit.
We've talked to a number of legislators just in the last couple of days, and they say to a person that the flow of bills has slowed down dramatically as a result of doing, you know, committee hearings by Zoom, locking up the committee hearing rooms, and that essentially the amount of stuff getting done is dramatically reduced. Are you seeing that yourself?
If anything, it'd be anecdotal. I don't honestly know. People who are up there in Carson City day in and day out during these sessions would have a better feel for it. I'm kind of like you. I'm on the outside waiting for somebody from the inside to tell me what's going on so I can report on it. So I don't know if it's demonstrably slower than what it has been in the past. I do know in the past, usually in the beginning, they do a lot of pomp and circumstance, and they recognize this person and that person, and it's really not a lot of serious business, which I've always objected to. You have 120 days, and they waste the first 2, 3, 4 weeks doing essentially nothing. And then they try to cram everything down within a 48-hour period at the very end, and that's how a lot of bad laws get enacted.
I've been asking everybody I can, do we have a fiscal crisis? And many people are saying, no, we're not. We're going to end up with, and this is the number I've been given, over $3 billion will be coming to the state of Nevada in the coronavirus relief bill, if it ever gets passed by Congress. Is that the number you're hearing? And if so, does that mean everything's okay?
Well, yeah, I read that also, and, you know, if the money's there, a good friend of mine always taught me, Chuck, you know, you don't count the money until the check actually clears the bank. Not when you get the check, but when it actually clears the bank. So, you know, we'll just have to wait and see, but it would be unfortunate if that money comes in. And, I mean, there are serious problems within our budget, and we have serious spending problems with funding a lot of non-essential government that we should have never been funding in the first place. And if we didn't get this money, this bailout from the federal government, the legislature would have been forced to start to take a serious look at non-essential spending and actually cut it back. My hope, of course, would be if we do get the bailout, that the legislature will still use this as an excuse to cut non-essential spending and maybe even give Nevadans some tax breaks. I mean, let's get rid of that whole business license fee that every business has to pay in Nevada. There's only five states that have a statewide business license fee. We should get rid of that completely. So there's a lot of tax relief that we could be and should be giving to our businesses, again, regardless of whether or not we get this federal bailout. I would hope that's what this legislature would do. I have very, very little confidence that they'll actually do it, though.
Do you get a sense of what Democrat priorities are coming into this outside of the budget? Is there any idea what they're looking to do and what kind of harm they're planning for our state?
Well, I think that, you know, their number one priority was to protect existing government at all costs, and if at all possible, to grow the government. Of course, that's their agenda in every legislative session. The one thing that scares me most right now is that during the special session in August, they dramatically changed the election process in Nevada, which resulted in a totally fouled up election in November. Republicans, who are in the minority, want to fix the problems that were caused last summer. My fear is that the Democrats are going to now say, okay, we passed this. We allowed ballot harvesting. We mailed universal mail-in balloting. We did that under an emergency for COVID. What I fear is that they're going to now try to enshrine that into law permanently for every election going forward. And that's a real concern, and that's something we all should be worried about.
By the way, Governor Sisolak is conducting a news conference even as we speak and says residents 65 and older are now going to be eligible for vaccines next week. And I've been seeing people taking names at Walmarts and CVSs and different pharmacies around the metro area. So it looks like now they're going to bring that down from 70 to 65. Good idea.
Well, they're getting closer and closer to you and me, aren't they?
I love that.
Of course, if it's a good idea, if the most vulnerable population has been taken care of and they've all gotten their shots, and that means primarily senior citizens and folks with underlying health conditions, it's very concerning that there are people jumping to the head of the line because of this convoluted plan the governor has. There was a story in the paper this morning that utility workers were jumping to the head of the line because they've twisted what a frontline worker actually is now. So again, this is par for the course with this governor. Nothing he has done since he declared the state of emergency has been consistent or even made any kind of common sense. And so, you know, hopefully more and more people who want the jab and are in a higher risk category at 65 and older, hopefully they'll be able to get it now, and people who shouldn't be getting it right now haven't used them all up.
More to come from Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, next week. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Yeah. You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670, KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You can always depend on your locally owned and operated Meineke for the essential service your car needs. From engine repair to oil changes, we are here to help you get back on the road. At Meineke, our expert technicians are here to help you understand the problem and the fix. Save time and schedule your next appointment online at Meineke.com. Right now, a basic oil change is just $17.95. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
I'm Kent Davenport of Quality Hearing Aids. Abundant, reliable, inexpensive energy was a great part of the booming pre-COVID Trump economy. Record low unemployment, record high employment and economic growth. The Democrats have always claimed to be for the little guy, the working man, the middle class. But among the first things Joe Biden did was to cancel the Keystone Pipeline, killing 11,000 jobs, and take other steps, all of which will cause the supply of energy to decrease, prices on gasoline and many other things will go up, and the economy will slow down, all at the expense of the working man and the middle class. Can you spell hypocrisy? Kent Davenport, Quality Hearing Aids, QHALV.com, 369-1321, QHALV.com, 369-1321.
Do you suffer from aches and pains? Have you considered trying cannabis, but you don't want to smoke? Evergreen Organics has a solution for you. Delicious edibles. Evergreen Organics produces high-end infused edibles such as cookies, brownies, chocolates, and gummies. Evergreen Organics culinary-trained chefs combine the finest premium cannabis and ingredients that are handcrafted daily for your ultimate experience. To learn more about Evergreen Organics and where you can find their products, check out evergreenorganics.com. Keep out of reach of children for use only by adults 21 years of age and older.
My battery died, and I didn't feel comfortable taking my car anywhere.
When you need any car repair, big or small, RepairSmith brings the shop to you. We do the work in your own driveway. It's the easiest and safest way to repair your car.
RepairSmith replaced my battery, checked out my fluids, filters, everything, all while masked and gloved. And the bonus? It was extremely affordable. Wow, what a great service.
RepairSmith mechanics are fully certified and have over 15 years of in-the-field experience. Schedule your appointment today and get your free quote. No surprises, no extra fees.
Taking your car to the shop is a thing of the past. Thanks, RepairSmith.
Find out why hundreds of car owners in Las Vegas are servicing their vehicles with RepairSmith. Take control over your time and get your car serviced from the comfort of your own home. To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com code RADIO. RepairSmith.com code RADIO.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Good to have you with us on this Wednesday. Ash Wednesday in the Catholic Church, by the way. If you see a lot of people running around with ashes on their forehead, churches are doing it differently. They're giving you little baggies full of blessed ash, and that's how they're distributing ashes rather than the thumb of the priest. into a bowl and then onto your forehead. Nope. Can't do that. Pandemic. Very, very weird. We are also mourning the death of Rush Limbaugh, a.k.a. Jeff Christie. Now, if you don't understand that, long before he was Rush Limbaugh, I worked with him in Kansas City when he was Jeff Christie. He was Jeff Christie. And he was just cutting his teeth in radio. He had worked in Pittsburgh, and he came to Kansas City, and he got fired from a couple of jobs. They just didn't like his style. Yeah. Strange as that may be. Then he went to Sacramento, and he became Rush Limbaugh. But his air name was Jeff Christie. If you want to win a bar bet, try that tonight and see how many people know what his name was in radio before it was Rush Limbaugh. And a lot of people said, Rush Limbaugh, you got to change your name again, please. In Kansas City, he tried to put his personality into his radio. He was rebuffed. He was rejected. And it marked the beginning of Rush Limbaugh. Now, he and I were friends, radio station colleagues. We worked at the same radio station for a while. Softball teammates, touch football opponents. He loved wearing that beloved Steeler Jack Lambert jersey. I think it was 58, as I recall. But he loved wearing that Steelers Jack Lambert jersey. He literally saved AM radio as we know it. The fact that you're listening to AM radio right now is a testimony to that. But more than that, he created a lasting legacy that began with, I guess, maybe Sean Hannity and Mark Levin, and even people like Gentleman Jim Dallas, who is on the other side of the glass today. And you are an example of somebody that was a beneficiary of 28 years of Rush Limbaugh on network radio. Am I right?
No question about it, Kevin. I was a country DJ like you. I started in the 80s. And for about a decade or so, I was spinning, you know, the country hits. And I was really introduced to Rush Limbaugh when I started in talk radio at a station across the street. And we aired Rush Limbaugh replays from the previous day in the middle of the night. Now Heidi Harris will attest to this, too. She listened to my call-intensive overnight radio show from 1 to 3 a.m.
No.
She did.
You had one fan. We know you had one fan.
I had at least one fan, anyway. But in any event, after I would get off the air at 3 a.m., then we would run Rush's show from the previous day. It would be a rerun from 3 to 6 a.m., and then I would go back on the morning show from 6 until 9. And then after I got off the air at 9 a.m., I wanted to know what Rush had to say live at 9 a.m. after being up all night. That is how much of a dedicated listener I was to the Rush Limbaugh show. He transcended everything that we had ever known about talk radio at that point. And we all wanted to be Rush. And nobody could do it like Rush. That's the funny thing. How many people tried to emulate what he was and couldn't do it?
Oh, yeah. He understood that this was more than just policy wonks talking about, you know, policy, that it was entertainment.
Right.
That radio has got to be, at its very core, entertaining. It can be educational, okay?
Right.
And that's good, but it's got, at the end of the day, it's got to be entertaining. What Rush was.
That's right. It's got to be entertaining as well as informative, and he combined the two. And some of his parodies were just spot on. Forget the one. Do you remember the one where he was talking about Ted Kennedy, and he was trying to figure out what Ted Kennedy was trying to say? It was Bill Clinton. He was running for re-election in 1996. And obviously he had a few cocktails before he got up on the stage. And Ted Kennedy, he slurred the last sentence. And he kept playing it over and over and asking his listeners, what is he actually trying to say?
Oh, my God. Great entertainment. We have lost a great leader and Rush Limbaugh. Stick around. We'll close it out for a Wednesday on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMCQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Marie Mortera. We want to thank you for making News 3 your number one choice for news.
Every weeknight at 11, you can count on us to have the big story of the day.
Plus breaking news that matters to you.
Jim Snyder and Marie Mortera, News 3, live at 11.
For over 30 years, Ichabod's Lounge has provided incredible food, gaming, and nightly entertainment. Hey, Kevin Wall here. They've been here to serve you through good times and bad. Now, a lot of Vegas restaurants have been forced to close due to the governor's latest restrictions. But Francois and his amazing staff at Ichabod's Lounge aren't going anywhere, regardless of what may lie ahead for us. And at Ichabod's Lounge, your safety is their number one priority. So you'll see bartenders and servers wiping down services again and again. Even in the midst of the COVID-19 pandemic, Ichabod's is ready to serve you. But they know that some of you are reluctant to get out, and they get it. That's why Ichabod's Lounge features their incredible menu for both dine-in and carry-out. Call 702-451-2323. 702-451-2323. Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere and one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas. Ichabod's Lounge, open 24-7. Vintage Vegas dining, gaming lounge, and piano bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
New Mill Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with New Mill Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way of the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. New Mill Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out New Mail Medical by going to newmailmedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you've been hurt in a crash, let me get to work for you.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
This holiday season, foster hope by giving the gift of a loving home to foster kids. Clark County's Department of Family Services is looking for caregivers to open their homes and hearts to foster youth. From teenagers to toddlers, there are approximately 3,000 children in Clark County foster care system in need of a home. Take the first step and learn more at countmein.vegas to sign up for a non-obligational virtual information session or call 702-455-0181. That's countmein.vegas.
This sponsorship is in cooperation with the DCFS and Adoption Incentive Funding.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up tomorrow on the show, very excited, somebody I've had on before, Jesse Jane Duff, a retired gunnery sergeant. Will join us. She's really a sweetheart, but she has a great personal story. She is going around the nation talking about voter integrity. It's kind of something that rings a bell here, doesn't it? We'll get a chance to hear from Jesse Jane Duff tomorrow, and we'll find out how if there's a quick fix or if this is something that's going to take time. Is it going to take a national ID card or something like that? We'll talk about that tomorrow. Also, Daniel Honcharoo in week three of the 81st Nevada legislature. Is there a quick fix? You know, I mean, it's incredible. I mean, it really honestly is. We'll be talking about what's happened over the first 2.5 weeks of the Nevada legislature. We'll do that. In fact, we'll do that tomorrow. Just some final thoughts on Rush. He was a great guy. He didn't change with fame. He was just a good guy who just happen to know how to do radio, talk radio. And it's not, trust me, I know a lot of people that say, oh, I can do that. I see that in bars every so often. But it's not easy. I do it every day, and I don't do it as well as Rush, trust me. But I will